Where are the big ideas?
I'm looking for them. I'm not seeing them.
The ideas that are needed to address the current economic malaise, nothing like rural electrification from the 1930s. Or take a trip out to the Columbia River and take a look at the dams that were built along that river back in the days. It helped to stimulate the economy back then. 40 years ago, President Nixon had a huge, big idea to impose wage and price controls on the U.S. economy to deal with the inflationary spiral back in 1971. Does America need to do something drastic to get this economy back on track? Where are the big ideas? Well, we're hearing them from you.
My name is William. Just add a 1% sales tax nationwide. Each state is responsible for recovering that. And that would probably solve the problem.
Steve from South Florida. These employees that work for the government, these servants, public servants, if we're making $40,000 to $45,000 a year, the average citizen, the average taxpayer, the public servants should only make about half of what we're making. So bring their salaries down to $20,000 to $25,000 a year, and you'll have a balanced budget within a couple of months.
Some big ideas and not so big ideas from our listeners who reached us at 877-8-MY-TAKER. You can post a comment at thetakeaway.org like Peg did. Collect the funds from all the campaign war chests for the 2012 elections and spare the U.S. voters from all the mind-numbing political ads while helping to balance the budget. That might save a couple bill, but that's about it.
And here's one that actually caught our eye. This comes from Mike, and it was also at our website, thetakeaway.org. Create an elevated, automated, electrified highway system. This will create thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of good jobs here in America. Once built, it will reduce our dependence on foreign oil, make driver-induced traffic jams a thing of the past, make us more productive, and reduce the daily stress in our lives. Automating the highways should be this generation's Apollo program. Well, this was a fascinating idea to us, so we wanted to actually get it from the horse's mouth. And Mike Cavadon joins us now, a listener from Hopkinton, Massachusetts. And Mike, you listen on our partner WGBH, right?
Yes, I do.
All right, so explain this idea to us. It sounds like you've actually put some real thought into it.
Well, we spend so much time sitting in traffic jams that it's just unproductive, it's stressful, and we're using up gas and oil that would, a lot of it's coming from foreign countries. And if we automated the highways, it would be great for the economy in terms of just building it, and it'd also be great for us long-term as a nation in terms of improving the quality of our lives.
All right, but your big idea combines a number of different things. First is the automated highway. On this one, if I'm correct, you're talking about lanes in which cars with special sensors and lanes with special sensors are able to be completely automated. The driver doesn't touch the wheel. That's part of your idea. The other one is the fact that it was elevated. So you're talking about creating a federal highway system that's above ground level, right?
Yes, I would do it in the median strips of our existing highways.
Okay.
I would elevate it. I would elevate it and get it away from the existing traffic.
So that would really be like one lane.
It would be one lane each way to start.
Okay. And how much, do you have any idea how much that would cost?
It would be probably the most expensive project the country's ever undertaken.
Ever. Probably ever. But your thought is if they did this sort of kind of like a WPA program, that it would put a lot of people to work and then you wouldn't have to sit in traffic.
We should do it no matter what. We should do it because it's going to just benefit us greatly. But yes, at this time, it's also would be a great back-to-work program for a lot of people who are out of work right now, especially the construction industry. We'd get probably better prices now because of the competition for the work.
All right, Mike Cavanaugh, who listens on WGBH from Hopkinton, Massachusetts. How enthusiastic are you about this idea? You're willing to pitch it in Washington?
Well, you're pitching it now. They're listening all over the country. How do you get the energy for this? You're going to have to burn some oil to get the electricity, right?
You're going to have to build power plants, yes. But I would think that over time you could improve the power plants and their efficiency. And I think the thing is I just don't see the internal combustion engine sitting in traffic jams being the most fuel-efficient way to burn energy. So, yes, we're going to have to produce energy to power this system. But if you also think about it, we could be using the system all night long to be moving cargo. So it's going to take a lot of trucks off the road if it's automated cargo transportation between cities.
Well, Mike, if you're talking about elevating something, why not just make our highways automated and have the elevated system be a rapid rail?
That's the same. That is pretty much the same idea. We should probably start doing this. We should probably automate the commuter rail first.
Right. All right. Mike Cavanagh is a listener from Hopkinton, Massachusetts. He listens on our partner WGBH. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
And we're looking for more responses from you. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE with your big ideas.
Single-payer health care, raising minimum wage. Bottom line is that the economy has to be repurposed to serve common human decency instead of only serving the profits of the most voracious and ruthless minority amongst us.
There are two suggestions from our website. I would move away from globalization and institute tariffs on goods manufactured outside the U.S. That's from John Paul on our Facebook page. That would put us back to work in America. Sure, prices would go up on many, many things, but we would be creating jobs in America, and that is what we need, not just cheap electronics. Janet from New Jersey wrote this: tax profits from goods and services made in the 50 states at the lowest rate, tax profits from paper transactions and financial speculation at the highest rate. No exceptions.
And here's an idea from another listener.
My name is Marie, and I'm calling from Columbia, South Carolina. I think that the way to fix our economy is to consolidate the private debt sector so that private debt takes a hit. The inflated houses that were bought during the bubble should have that debt removed so that to accommodate for the deflated prices of the home.
Lots of people calling in with ideas on how to fix the housing sector. Clearly, that's one of the weakest portions of our economy. You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post your comment at thetakeaway.org with your big ideas.
That's interesting. I'm trying to think of what Marie's idea means there.
Maria, you want to call us back?
Yeah,
877-8-MY-TAKE. Give us more details about that idea.
How we would do that. But you know how to reach us. 877-8-MY-TAKE. Listen.
Let's admit that capitalism has failed. And I have seen the invisible hand of the market. It is giving us the finger. It's time for a different approach.
Different approaches, that's what we're looking for. You know how to reach us.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.